Yeah, it's hot. It's pretty darn hot there. How are you? Pretty good? Doing good? How's things?
Yes, sir. Yeah. This is fun.
Why? What are you doing here?
Actually, my niece.
Oh, you mean the show?
Yeah, this is, yeah, there's lots of fun.
I thought it was the medication or something.
And also, no. I've been watching you online and listening for over 10 years, and you are a lot nicer looking in person.
Yeah.
And you're younger looking than you used to be.
Yes, I was just saying that to someone. My psychiatrist, I think it was.
Jim is hot.
Thank you.
Are we talking about the same Jim?
Yes.
I'm perspiring.
Yeah.
It's hot this summer.
Okay, well, no counting for taste. Thank you, though, for a lot of that. Let's see. I got my cards here somewhere, and how are you doing, sir? Pretty good?
Great. Thank you.
Good. Is that your rugby shirt?
No, it's not.
You play rugby, though?
No.
Okay. You know, it is a rugby shirt.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Did you buy it in the rugby section?
No, I did not. It's a golf shirt.
Oh, it's a golf shirt. Well, it's a rugby shirt. Stripes are a rugby shirt.
Okay.
Have you ever played rugby or thought about it?
Sir. Golf rugby. Huh? Golf rugby.
Okay, so let's move around here. Vicky, who's a legal secretary here in Madison. Hi, Vicky. How are you? You think pretty fast on your feet. Tell us about a time a guest left you speechless. Marilyn Perry is here all the way from Fort Atkinson. She's a nursing home administrator who came with two men that she met. Where is that? Where is she? Oh, there she is, right down here.
Oh.
Okay. I was hoping to get a chance to talk to you.
You were.
Yes.
Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, yes. My pleasure. You came with two men. Did you just meet these guys?
I met one in a laundromat, and that was in Chicago. Uh-huh. I met the other one at a camp in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. Did the one know about the other?
They eventually did.
That's bound to come out sooner or later.
I guess so.
Play both ends against the middle.
No. So I asked you, which one did I marry?
Laundromat.
Wrong. He's from the laundromat.
Oh. He's from the camp.
Yeah. That's the one I married.
Yeah, she pulled a spider out of my hair, so I guess I'm known as Spider-Man.
Really? Is that what happened?
I did. The first time I saw him, I reached over and he had a crew cut.
Well, what'd you pull out of him?
Nothing. I was watching him try and use a laundromat. He didn't seem to know what he was doing.
Is this all true, sir?
It's absolutely true. Yes, it is. Yep.
And you remember that incident in the laundromat?
I sure do.
And were you separating your whites and your coloreds?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was.
Yes. Don't ask me how I know these things. I'm a psychic or a psychotic or something.
Well, the one question I had for her, though, was I said to her, you know, Marilyn, I really like to get to know you. I says, do you know about the... Columbus, and when he came to discover America, and she says, no, what about it? I said, he had four ships. He said, four ships? No, three. I said, no, four. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the one that went over the edge. That's why she
went with the other guy. That sealed the deal right there.
I guess so.
No regrets on that one either.
No. Okay. No.
So this is the lucky man here?
Yeah, the Spider-Man. Yes.
Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Did you know you had competition at that time?
Actually, I had met him before, but he married just before we did, so I kind of knew about him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
got him
so
out
his
of the way.
Wife is here, too.
Yeah. Yes?
Yes.
I didn't mean to ignore you, dear. But what's your name?
D.
D? Did you meet him in a laundromat, too? Was that his routine, that he would go in a laundromat and look like he couldn't separate his laundry, and some woman would come over and say, let me help you with that?
No, we met at a July 4th picnic.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is the guy who's always at events or laundromats or public places or in the supermarket.
Trying to pick up ladies.
Okay. Well, actually, that's incorrect because actually we met together in a revolving door and we've been going around ever since.
All right, okay. And now, but you all stayed friends all these years?
Well, yeah.
you're not so sure, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure. You know, he's more friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's well, when I married.
Yeah. Yeah, we are friendly. We keep it friendly. Yeah.
Friend, they're very...
Yes. How many years?
How many years has it been?
42. Oh,
well, if he says so, that's correct.
She thought it was only 40, apparently.
41, but that's correct. 42 is
it's,
correct.
Yeah, it's 40. 40 with deductions. A couple of years are a little rocky, let's face it. We all have that. What do we have for this wonderful group here of old friends, Jim?
We're going to let them cool off with the soothing taste of some fine wines like Domaine de Sac or the award-winning Prairie Fumée from the Waldersheim Winery, and hope you enjoy all of those.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming here. Oh, pardon. Robert Kuchinick can do the elevator dance for us, so you do it right now. What sort of music do you need for that?
Well, you don't have any steps in the elevator dance.
Oh, very disappointing, Robert. I thought you were gonna. I thought it was, you know, going down and going up or something.
Nope. That's one of my corny jokes.
Okay. All right. Let us know if you think of any more, and we'll come back for those. All right. Mechanical engineer, want to see my Mercedes-Benz car? Elizabeth? Yes? Yes, I'd love to, actually. Excuse me, I gotta go see a scar. It's all part of the job. Part of the job description. When people offer you a scar, you always look at it. I find. I can't say no, can I?
No, absolutely not.
Do you have any scars you want me to see?
No, that's okay.
Sir, any scars?
No.
Birthmarks or anything? Identifying marks? No, nothing. Okay, good. How you guys doing?
Good.
How'd you get here?
By car.
Car, yeah, I know, but they make you come, or?
Oh yeah, yeah, they made me come.
What would you be doing now? Anything?
Probably sleeping.
Still sleeping. Yeah, my kids never get up in time for the show. Yeah. How late can you sleep?
Probably around 1.
Not bad. My brother Arthur could go till 3. He might be the record holder in that. In fact, I think he could sleep all day. I think he was nocturnal, is what it was. You know, there are people. Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where's your scar?
Well, it's right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gee. It is. Oh, it's shaped like the Mercedes.
Yes, it is. They call it the Mercedes-Benz scar.
Yeah.
I was a live liver donor 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
And my recipient is doing extremely well. He's out running in the 5K race.
That's yeah. Hello. What's your name, dear?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Fantastic. And tell us a little more about this whole weekend that's going on here now.
Well, the organ transplant games are going on here in Madison, and they're held every 2 years. So anyone who has had an organ transplant or who has given an organ can participate in the games. And right now there's an expo going on where a lot of companies who either supply drugs to people who need the transplants or afterwards the anti-rejection drugs, they're on display and providing information.
Okay. Now, did you donate or did you receive?
I donated.
What do you do for a liver now?
The liver is one of the only organs in the body that regenerates.
Oh.
So within a short period of time, maybe a month, month and a half, my liver regenerated itself.
So you can give a lobe.
You can give a lobe. There's 2 lobes in the liver. You give one, and then the one that's remaining in your body regenerates.
I didn't even know that. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. There it is again. It's kind of cute, as he. Yeah, very cute. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. All right. And walk sideways out here. Ferret shelter operator? I don't think so. Ferret shelter? You have a ferret shelter? You don't have a ferret shelter. You're putting me on. Yeah, okay. I could just stand up here and then maybe we can ferret this out. Tell me about you, a ferret shelter.
I have a ferret shelter. There are quite a few around the country, and there's quite a need. And we get overwhelmed with too many unwanted ferrets.
Is there a wanted ferret? I mean, who wants a ferret?
Kids.
That qualify? No.
Woodchucks we don't do.
You gotta draw a line somewhere.
Right. Ferrets only.
People are buying ferrets and they discover they're a little annoying to have around because they keep...
Sometimes it's too much for some people or other situations.
They never stop ferreting, do they?
They sure do because they're all neutered.
Well, I guess I would do it. I would ferret a lot less under those conditions.
They don't make more in the for the general pet store ferrets.
But I mean, they keep doing that ferreting thing.
Oh, yes.
Which is cute at first.
It's cute. Sometimes it gets annoying. Sometimes they're sweet. Sometimes they're not so sweet.
Yeah. But they actually, a ferret, what does a ferret do for a living? I mean, is it going to tunnels and things? And
they love tunnels.
Yeah.
They love
sleep. So they go in there looking for...
They amuse their owners.
Yeah. How many ferrets do you have right now?
Don't want to say.
Waiting for adoption.
40.
40 ferrets. Looking for good homes. If somebody... And I can't imagine they would, but if somebody wants a ferret, wants to adopt a ferret...
Look online, look up your local ferret shelter.
Look up your local ferret shelter. Okay, we're learning all kinds. Thank you very much. Thank you. Carol Owens. Ferret Rescue. Okay. We're going to try the quiz again because we did the first time, and you won it. You won everything, but we still have more stuff.
Checking on my life's bucket list.
Off your bucket list right now. All right, someone who's still got it on their bucket list, this is your chance for you right now to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. You know, he does seem needy. 25 years, Silver Jubilee boy. Come on down. Either way, you pick your way. He was raised on this show, ladies and gentlemen. He was possibly conceived during the show. How old are you?
I am 35.
You're 35, yeah. So you weren't conceived during the show. That's a shame. That would have been really cool. So since you were 10, you've been listening to the show?
I have been, yes.
Yeah. Aren't you a little tired of it by now?
Getting tired. In the garage, and fall asleep to it every once in a while.
You're listening in the garage because they won't allow the show in the house?
That's right. Yeah. It's my own garage now. But it probably started in their garage.
Yeah, or in the attic. A lot of guys listen in the attic because their wives don't like it.
Basement.
Yeah, basement. Yeah, the garage is good. Your name is?
Luther.
Luther.
Yes.
Are you from around here?
I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay. Give me one good reason, Luther, you should play this quiz.
I've always been curious what a treasure trove is.
Okay. Well, you got some idea earlier. It's really not worth having, but come on up here, Luther. Let's give him a little encouragement. He's got 25 years invested in this thing. Have a seat there if you would. Dum, 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 dum. Bum, bum, bum.
Good.
I could be a musician if I could play something. That's what I've always maintained. What's going on, Luther? How are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, what field are you in these days?
Former teacher. Work at for Vericor Medical Systems right now.
Yeah, what do you do for that?
Do a little of everything right now. Okay. We are a fairly small company.
What is a medical system anyway?
Emergency response medical units.
Oh, cool.
For disasters, hurricane victims, Katrina. Outfitted a lot.
Oh
there,
yeah.
So.
Do you go out in the field on these things, or you're an organizer?
Nope. We put them together. We're doing some marketing, and it's been around 4 years now. So.
Wow, that's really cool. Is that here?
It's actually up in Holman, Wisconsin.
In Holman. Wow. How cool. That's very cool. And before that, you were a teacher.
I was teaching. Yes.
Yeah. What were you teaching?
Taught middle school for
four
years.
Well, no wonder. No wonder you're an emergency
and,
response.
I know. And I also was in the collegiate coaching and teaching there for 7 years.
Yeah? Coaching what?
Tennis, swimming, Luther College.
Oh, yeah, Luther. Fantastic. You're Luther? Your name is Luther? Is it your college? Then?
Imagine the recruiting calls. This is Luther from Luther, yes.
Yeah, Luther from Luther. We got a double Luther here.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I have a girl in tennis, my daughter.
Great. I'll give her some lessons.
It's nerve-wracking, though. I'll tell you. You know,
is.
What is more nerve-wracking? You know, I mean, because it's basically individual, all this stuff, and it's all this mental, individual, psychological distress.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, plus there's a sport involved. You know, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, it's even more nerve-wracking for the coaches. We're just...
Yeah.
We're watching seven matches at one time, and each have to win that point at that time.
I know. That's got to be hard. Yeah. And you got to go and say something encouraging.
Like, and try.
Just get it done. What do you say? Get it done?
Get her done. Yeah, the southern version of tennis.
Yeah. No, there's nothing you can say, really. It's like, you know.
Hey, do your best. Yeah. It's not the end of the world if you lose this point.
Yeah.
It might be the end of my world, but it's not the end of the world.
Coach is going, but you'll be all right. You've got your whole life ahead of you. Well, that's cool. Luther, very nice to meet you. Glad you're here. Who are you here with? You got family?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yep.
Hi, Mom. That's right. Your mom was the one who was very insistent upon
that.
Yeah,
she was.
Because she made
you listen. She was ready to tackle you, I think, to get me on.
She could tackle me. She made you listen to Eve at age 10.
At age 10.
Do you recall those?
I listened to the other show on Saturday as well.
Yeah.
But
is there another one? Yeah.
Apparently. Oh. Click and Clack or something? No.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, they're good.
Well,
sure, you betcha.
They haven't been on that long.
No. Almost.
As long as you.
Yeah. Okay. And okay, so that's good. Luther, someone out there will play along with you. And how do you checking your watch? I know. So you got to be somewhere.
Well, I think you have to get
done
with
this. Look at the size of that watch. That's a clock. That's not a watch. Show people your clock. Look at the size of that. Is that for underwater purposes or what?
It can be.
We have a little wading pool there. You want to?
I can try it. Can check the temperature.
That's really. Is that diamonds around the edge?
No, not quite.
Okay. Someone out there plays along with you. How do they do that, Jim?
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
You got the number out? Yes, people have already called up, so they don't. I could.
We've
ask.
Got a.
Okay. Let's just see. Jody, hi there.
Hello.
From Hudson.
Yes, sir.
Michigan. What's the question, Jody?
I don't know.
Aha!
I didn't hear one.
My point exactly, Jody. You got to wait for the question, then you call with the answer. Okay, but here's the question. I'll give you a break here. Proving that Democrats are soft on crime posthumously. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will pardon who?
Al Capone?
No, that'd be a good one. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's not it, Jody. Sorry.
Thanks.
Try us again, dear.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Leslie's on the line from Russellville, Kentucky. Leslie.
Well, I need a minute, Michael. And while you're waiting, I was wondering if you could go through your monologue again. I missed it this morning.
Oh, okay, sure. So did everybody else, and they heard it. So. Need a minute, do you? What do you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay. You're not looking it up, are you? Do you know, Leslie, or you don't?
I actually don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So no monologue, right?
No monologue, no. Didn't work the first time. It's not going to work the second.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks, though.
Bye.
Bye. I need a minute. Mitchell's online from Cookeville, Tennessee. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. Yourself?
Good. I would have to be William Bonney.
Is that Billy the Kid?
Yeah.
That's him. You got it. How do you feel about that, Mitch?
Oh, I'm just all excited. Real excited, Mike. Heck,
About Billy the Kid?
Oh, the fact that he was finally pardoned.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what the heck? I mean, those were rough times back then. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I mean, it wasn't easy for a guy to go out and get a job at the 7-Eleven, you know?
No, he couldn't do it that time. No. And a lot of people were doing the same thing. He was just really good at it.
Well, no, not really.
No,
if he'd been that good, he wouldn't have got it like he did. But
that's true. That's true. So you're in favor of it, Mitch? What do you do there in Cookeville?
Well, I'm kind of retired.
Are you?
Yeah.
From what area?
Well, I was in the seafood business out in Southern California, and I moved back here several years ago.
Not that much seafood in Tennessee?
Oh yeah, yeah. They've got some good stuff at a Kroger. It's good stuff. Really, it is.
You are inland, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they get their stuff shipped to them, and you can order stuff, and you know they can have it shipped to them. So they got some pretty good stuff, really.
Okay, so you're in seafood one minute in California, and you decide, well, that's enough seafood in California. I'm moving to Cookeville, Tennessee.
Well, my ancestors were from back here. I had some of my grandmothers' side that got in this part of the country in 1791.
No kidding.
Oh yeah, and from all places, they came from New York.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people move in the 1790s from New York to Tennessee?
Probably you could count them.
Yeah.
It's countable. Well, Mitch, this is Luther here. He's your partner in crime here.
Hi, Mitch.
How you doing, Luther?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Okay, the two of you are now a team, so you know this how the quiz works, Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay. When it does? It's a general knowledge kind of thing. Jim Packard has the categories for us, and he will tell us right now.
Those are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Sorry, just keep looking at you now. No. Jim, now I'm looking at you in a different way now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I am.
Yada, yada, yada.
No, I mean it. 42 long, nothing to be sniffed at. Mitch, let's take the first question.
Let's go with current events.
Current events, right out of the news, maybe not. A five-year-old Irish boy won a judgment of 7,500 euros for defamation of character in what incident that made worldwide news in Ireland? From Ireland.
My goodness, I don't know. Luther, do you have any idea at all?
He got it for suffering and distress from what incident? In Ireland,
five years old. Yeah. Spanking.
5-year-old boy himself. Oh gosh.
It
sounds so much easier when you just listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, it is.
They give you easier questions.
It's easy listening. That's why. That's there.
Yeah. Gosh.
Got a call time.
Well, we do. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's he was accused of stealing a bag of crisps, or potato chips, as we would call them here. Didn't do it. They sued because he was. His mother said that he had suffering, pain and suffering. How many times did we get accused of stealing stuff?
Yeah.
Every time we went into the store, we'd take our pockets out and stuff. But you got that's cool. And that would be...
No right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Oh, boy.
We won't hold that against you. Let's go on here. What's left?
People, places, school, science, odds and ends.
You're going to come back from that, Luther?
Let's do school.
School. You miss the tennis racket at all, or...
Oh, I do, yeah. I get out everyone. Rackets.
Yeah, yeah. You still play yourself?
I do, yes.
Florence Nightingale. Which war was that again? Okay, Florence Nightingale, famous nurse. Was it the Crimean, French and Indian, or the War of 1812? Florence Nightingale.
Mitch, what do you, I think?
Mitch knows.
Well, I don't remember the Crimean War. I don't think
Crimean War is right.
There it is.
Unbelievable.
Wow, Mitch. Great work.
That is unbelievable.
Very insightful. That would be
one right and one wrong.
That's right. Okay. What's left there, Jimmy?
People, places, science, odds and ends.
Mitch?
Let's try odds and ends.
Can I call you Mitch? I know you have Mitchell down
here. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Odds and ends?
Yeah.
All right. Odds and ends. A cigarette butt. Lifespan at sea. 15 years, 50 years, or infinite? Infinity.
15 years
is right. Unbelievable.
Hey, Mitch, way to go.
Holy cow, Mitch, you're a psychic.
Hey, Mitch, you're on a roll.
Unbelievable.
Two right and one wrong.
He really has got something going
he's on a roll.
Yeah, Mitch.
People, places, science.
Let's try places.
Hey, he's on a roll. My doubles partner, keep him going.
Used confessionals for saunas. Is it a go or no go in Vienna?
I think that just happened.
Yeah. No, that's not a no go.
You're saying it's a no go?
No go.
I believe it just happened here, didn't it?
Mitchell believes it just happened here.
Oh,
it's in Vienna, though. I don't know about in Cookville, maybe.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Mitchell, we're right. You're right.
Yeah, I believe so.
You're right.
No, that's a no-go. That's not going
to... Oh!
I can't give them all away, can I?
All right, we had to cool you
down.
I'll
be in a confessional myself.
Two right, two wrong.
All right. This is it, then. It makes it a little more dramatic, don't you think?
Yes, indeed.
What's left there, Jimmy?
People or science?
People or science. Mitch, it's your turn, isn't it?
No, I just had the last. No, I'm the one who got the confessional.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let's go, people.
People, these kind of survey results. Nearly half of all Americans say Jesus will return by what year? 2012, 2050, or 2525? Zager and Evans.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you think, Mitch?
Nearly half.
I tell you, Luther, I'm not really sure on that. I mean, I know there's a lot of people talk about the calendar down in...
The Mayan.
The Mayan.
If it's coming up, it's 2012.
Yeah.
That's 2012, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a shot in the dark, wouldn't it?
That could be totally unrelated, however, to this.
And that's true.
Okay.
That's
could be a little
I'm
too close.
I'm saying that's a possibility.
2025 would be a good possibility.
There's no 2025.
Oh, well, that's
not in the mind.
It's not that one.
Not in the mind calendar anyway. No, 2012, 2050, or 2525.
Well, that's an old song, isn't it?
Yeah, Zager and Evans.
let's see. 2050 sounds pretty
2050,
good.
2050, yes.
2050, you compromise?
I think so.
That's right, 2050, according to half of all Americans. Whoa, excuse me, I'll get that.
Mitchell, will the rigors of high temperatures and global warming get you down? You can express your frustration with a giant inflatable scream based on the famous Edvard Munch painting from On the Wall Productions. Luther, from time immemorial, the most coveted prize of the What Do You Know show, has conferred timeless taste and beauty on the front yards of America, embodied in a pair of fabulously pink plastic flamingos from Pink Ink. And both of you can enjoy the essence of the updated bard on John Seeger's CD, The Shaming of the True, with lyrics by Michael Feldman on the Full Real label, and the ever-popular game of the century, What Do You Know, the Party Game, including the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, great, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both of you.
You're three of us, Tom. Thanks, Luther. Mitchell, hang on just a second. Make sure we get...